You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
The new 103.7 and the Charlie and Debbie Show. Once again, teaming up with Lebo's for our Santa Claus hotline. Mom and Dad, you may need to help the little ones. Leave a message on the voicemail for he who must hear the message, if you know what I mean. 704-227-8761.
I want an iPhone, a four-wheeler, and a dirt bike.
Tell me your name and where you live.
My name is Kiadane. I'm 9. And I live in Maiden.
Thank you.
Four-wheeler and a dirt bike, 9-year-old boy.
That's a lot of fun.
We're going to give his mom a lifetime supply of Tide Pods.
Yes.
For Christmas.
I'm King Gobble.
I'm 3 years old.
I'm getting it off.
And you live in Maiden.
I live in Maiden.
And what you want?
Sure, and basketball and a car to add butler toes.
And you may be saying.
Santa knows.
Yeah. What does she say? Santa knows. Sure, she said.
It's not a problem.
So just stop it.
I want a little bike, and I want a tablet, and a pocket bike, and...
Tell them what your name is.
Mallory. You're Fabian, and I'm only 5.
And you live in Maiden.
I live in Maiden.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
First off, thank you to Santa goes a long way.
Yeah.
Second off, we did a little research on this pocket bike thing.
Wow.
And I think that's why she threw in there, I'm only 5. Like, we should be impressed that her parents are crazy enough to endorse a pocket bike.
Pocket bike looks like a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun for a professional stuntman.
You need a helmet.
Yeah, no, your legitimate response when you saw the pocket bike was, oh my God, look, they're driving it out the street where the cars are.
It looks scary. It's little, but it's motor, you know, it's like a little motorcycle.
704-227-8761. It's the Lebo's Santa Claus hotline.
Brought to you by Lebo's with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Who do you trust?
Hi, new 103.7. Who is this?
This is Tim.
Tim, how you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Before we get started with Who Do You Trust, this isn't your first day listening to this show, right?
No.
Okay, so you know that if you walked up to one of us on the street, one of us is probably more trustworthy than the other, correct?
Correct.
And who would that be?
I'd have to go with you.
Wow. I'm so shocked again.
I mean, it is unbelievable people's opinion of you as compared to me.
I'm kind of liking it. I like being the bad guy.
All right, well, anyway, today's subject is Clara Webb Butcher.
All right. It was on this date 36 years ago that the world lost someone responsible for some of the greatest country music ever made. Clara Webb Butcher passed away in 1981, and she, of course, is the mother of Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gayle.
Actually, it was on this date in 1988 that the U.S. Patent Office issued one to one Clara Webb Butcher of Roselle, Illinois, for her greeting card confetti delivery system. It's an air suction process that showers confetti on a person when they open a greeting card. And if you've ever gotten one of these, you know how much you love Clara Webb Butcher. She is your subject. Debbie or me, who do you trust?
I'm going to go with Debbie.
Very wise. Yes, actually the mother of Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gayle.
I just am so pleased that he made the right decision the second time around as far as which one of us is more trustworthy.
Very wise choice. Well, congratulations, Tim. We're going to put your name on the guest list for Friday night. Coyote Joe's, Michael Ray, and special guest Devin Dawson. You're also on the guest list for that private performance Friday afternoon at Winter Wonderland at South Park.
All right, sounds good.
It was funny in the beginning, but week in, week out, people think I'm far more trustworthy than you.
What have I done? I've got them all fooled. They think I'm really evil deep down. And they're right.
Oh, yeah.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead. head.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Women are three times more likely to do this than men. What is it?
Women are three times more likely to do this than men. What are we talking about here? Again, the search is on, looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Can you repeat that as the smart question?
Yeah, women are three times more likely to do this than men.
I want to say sleep more.
Sleep more. No, that's not it. Thank you, though.
Yeah, the answer to your question is lie about how much they spent for Christmas.
Already?
Already we're having that discussion?
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Debbie, how y'all doing?
Good.
I like a streaking, buddy.
You think it's streaking?
Yeah.
This is a man with wishful thinking. Women are three times more likely to streak than men.
That's correct.
Yeah, no.
I got an answer for the smartest person in the QC.
What you think?
I think they're more likely to cheat on their husband or spouse.
Wow. No, that is not it. Country song in there somewhere. She took to cheating after she took to streaking.
I have an answer for the smartest person in the QC.
Women are three times more likely to do what than men?
Shopping.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot more than three times.
Yeah, a lot more, but hey, thanks. You know, on that subject, you grew up in a house with two brothers. You live with two men now. I just can't imagine any guy that on Thanksgiving, sitting in the middle of lunch, goes, you know what? I'm really dying to go Black Friday shopping with you. Please, please.
I didn't know any men who went Black Friday
I just
shopping.
Can't imagine that. And I don't see, whenever I see these videos of what's going on, I never see guys. I see a bunch of violent women. I don't see any guys.
Now, I did have an aunt that went Black Friday shopping and almost got in a fight over some electronic piece.
She got barred from Kohl's for life, and she didn't even swing a punch. Smartest person in the QC, hello.
Secret question.
Okay, women are three times more likely to do this than men. What?
I would say spend money with the credit card.
Not that I'm disagreeing with you, just saying that's not what we're looking for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys got an answer yet?
No, women are three times more likely to do this than men. What?
Wear a seatbelt.
I am impressed. Who is this?
Matt Farmer from Cherville.
Yeah, are you in the police force? How do you have these DOT statistics handy?
I kind of work for a major delivering company.
Wow. Yeah, buckle up and wear a seatbelt while driving. Women three times more likely to do this. All right, my friend, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, I'm Matt Farmer. I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Genentech and National Stroke Association. If you can't be sure it's a stroke, how can you be sure it's not? Call 911. Get informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact2stroke.com.
Just a second ago, I asked you how much you'd be willing to pay for dessert. You said $20?
Yeah.
That's high end.
That is, you know, that's a lot.
That's a lot for dessert.
Yeah, after you've already probably paid a lot for a meal.
CNBC claims the Raffelli Ristorante in Manhattan is selling a $5,000 cheesecake for the holidays.
How big is it?
The cake contains water buffalo cheese. Is that different from other...
I have never seen it. Quite frankly, the grocery store where I shop.
It sounds like something that's probably a lot more is a lot cleaner than it. It sounds dirty. Water buffalo cheese, 200-year-old cognac, and white truffles from Alba, Italy. The biscotti crust is topped with a hazelnut spread. So it's topped with Nutella.
Basically, yes.
slices of the cheesecake, if you can't afford the 5 grand, slices are going for $450 each. And this is my personal favorite. You can get a bite. I have no idea how big a bite is to this restaurant, but a bite is $90.
I'd get my $90 worth. They have no idea.
I just picture being in this restaurant and them having, you know, passing around a dessert menu and, what's the specialty of the house? Well, sir, we have this $5,000 cheesecake.
All right, bring 8 forks.
You got any cobbler back there?
I don't think they push it around on that cart. the little fake desserts made out of plastic. They probably don't have that.
And the Sun Sentinel claims the Fort Lauderdale police are looking for a shoplifter who recently shoved wireless speakers, virtual reality goggles, and car cleaning supplies down the front of his pants at a 7-Eleven.
Of course he did.
This may be my favorite part of the story. The man slurped on a stolen drink before walking out of the store. In other words,
so a Slurpee.
He was having a Slurpee at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you see what they did there?
Cops have released surveillance video in hopes that someone will identify the shoplifter. Like what? They're hoping a family member will come forward with pride and
that's
say,
that's our boy.
Man, that's my boy right there with the big bulge in his pants and the armor all hanging out with the grape Slurpee.
He's doing the family proud.
Man. Tell you what, can you get us a still of that surveillance video? We got a Christmas card to get out.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.